the cost of Jenny Clayton's groceries keeps going up.
Yeah, we definitely cut back on the extra goods. I mean, the extra fun things, just stick to the basics.
For Clayton, the cost of groceries for a family of three and another baby on the way has recently led her to seek outside help.
Yeah, no, and we signed up for like some state assistance recently to help offset the costs of things.
According to the latest consumer price index for the Wasatch Front released by Zions Bank, home food prices increased 2.9% over the past year. Randy Shumway, CEO of the Cicero Group, says that is due to several factors.
There's three reasons why we're seeing an increase in food prices. The first is that gas prices have increased 30% since January. And the second is the weather. Across the world, we've seen longer winters, more rain, and that has negatively affected agriculture.
The third, Shumway says, is that countries like Brazil, Russia, and China have improving economies, which translates to a higher demand for more food and a higher quality of food for them. Shumway says the number shouldn't be looked at in a completely negative light. Utah's food price hike was below the national increase of 3.6%. And Shumway says typically economists see an increase of 2 to 3% each year as a sign of a growing healthy economy. It means employers are hiring again and people are buying again.
I think the majority of indicators are positive. Things are improving. Unemployment has been stabilized or going down slightly each month for the last number of months. Again, you're seeing prices stabilized or increasing over the last number of months.
Shumway says fruits and vegetables, along with meat and dairy, are the items that saw the largest price gains. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.